Sexual abuse in the Chicago public schools. A terrible scandal. First reported almost 3 months ago by the Chicago Tribune. Then followed by all the other media. Scary statistics about children being abused by their teachers and coaches. City officials were shocked and appalled. Outraged, they said. So they hired a prominent law firm to investigate and began paying the firm $500,000 taxpayer dollars to present a report to the Board of Education by the end of August. The report's just been presented 2 weeks early with guess what for $500,000? A repetition of exactly what the Tribune reported for free. That the Chicago public schools are rife with sexual abuse, deficient in gathering data or even acknowledging sexual abuse, deficient in understanding the extent of abuse or even recognizing what it is, deficient in vetting backgrounds before hiring school employees, deficient in catching and dismissing pedophiles. Now is the time. Instead of repeat, how about the law firm and the Board of Education spending what's left of that $500,000 doing something about sexual abuse? Like maybe changing the school administration, cease paying the chiefs who don't understand the abuse, and finding and begin paying some new chiefs who do understand. Like maybe those Chicago Tribune reporters. I bet they'd stop the abuse. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.